This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In the past, we've spoken about the name Reuven. Today we're going to speak about the name Yehuda. The pasuk says about Leah, Vataharoid, she conceived again. You know, she's popping them out, one after another. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Vataharoid, Vatele, Bain, Vatoimer, she says, Hapam, this time, Oides Hashem. Now I'm going to thank Hashem. Alkein Karo Shema Yehuda, therefore she called him Yehuda, Vataamoid, Milades, and she stopped having children. Says Rashi, oh, now she has to thank Hashem. After the first kid, she didn't have to thank Hashem. Hapam Oideh. Says Rashi, Shanotalti Yoiser Mechalki. I took more than my share. Mayata Yeshi Lahoidos. Now I have to thank. Rashi Mesech de Brachos. Daf Zayin Amud Beis explains that she saw Baruch HaKodesh that Yaakov would have 12 Shvatim. And Yaakov would have 4 wives. So she figures, if 4 wives, 12 kids, each wife's going to have 3 kids. So she already had her 3. She had Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Now she has more than her share. Now she has to thank Hashem. Just think about this for a minute. There is no guarantee that any wife would have any children. Right? She definitely did not see Baruch HaKodesh that how many children each one of them were going to have, because she was surprised that she had more. And in fact, they didn't all have equal amounts. Rachel only had 2. Leah ended up having 6, right? And Bilhah, so she's not guaranteed of anything. So she has to thank Hashem only after the 4th? She should have thanked Hashem after she had the first kid. You know, maybe Rachel's going to have 11, Bilhah's going to have 1. I mean, nothing's guaranteed. So what do you see from here? See from here in life, people write off certain things that they feel they're entitled to. Right? People think, you know, I don't have to thank Hashem for my health, because of course, you know, if I'm going to be in this world, I'm going to have health, and I'm going to have parnasa, and I'm going to have whatever I need. And, you know, if I have anything beyond that, then I'll thank Hashem. And this is a human emotion, and this is what you see from Leah. Leah says, now I have to thank Hashem. Not that she didn't have to thank Hashem before, but this is, until a person has more than they feel they deserve, or they're entitled to, there's a certain feeling of, you know, it's harder to thank Hashem. It's coming to me.
That's what we call entitlement today. It's the big machlokas.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, in Masechet Brachos, look at number 3. Amar Rev, one of them, Mishum Rav Shimon Yochai, Miyom Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asa Olamai, from the day God created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shehayda LaHaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one ever thanked Hashem. Ad Shabbos Leah, until Leah came, v'haydasai, and she thanked him. Shenemar hapam oides Hashem. So you hear this? God's waiting. You know how many years is that? 2,000 years. No, Adam Arishon never said thank you. Shame never said thank you. Noach never said thank you.
But that's not that true.
Abraham.
No. That's not true.
Never thanked Hashem. Yitzchak. Did he? Depends who said that. Did Moshe Rabbeinu say it? Did Adam say it?
Yeah, Adam said Mizmashili Yomashav.
So it's very...
Noah brought a carbon, isn't that?
So very strange...
Noah brought a carbon.
Very strange Gemara. The Gemara says nobody thanked Hashem until Leah. Leah was the first person to thank Hashem. How do we understand that? What about Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem? Or what about Baruch Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham? Right? So you say, well, maybe they said Baruch, but they didn't say Hayda. What's the difference? So the Be'er Basada, one of the commentary, what we call a super commentary, one of the commentaries on Rashi explains, Lefi ha-cheshbon ha-magia la, according to the calculation that she should deserve, not la yoyse me-haroi la. She took more than necessary. V'li nira, says Be'er Basada, it would seem to me, do'ozeh ha-omer b'parakam ha-debrachos, this is what the Gemara means. Miyam Shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seilamai, from the day God created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shehayda LaHaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one ever thanked Hashem, Ad Shebas Leah V'Haydasa, until Leah thanked him. I mean, he says, V'zeh Rachayk. This is very far-fetched. Shenem HaChas Hashem Sheavis LaNasnu Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're telling me that when Avram had a kid at 100 years old, he never said, thank you. Avram said, Baruch Hashem Elokeishem. Baruch Hashem Elokei Alini Avraham. V'chi tema de Baruch Amru v'lei Lashon Haida Kasha de Mahefesh Yesh Bein Zelazah. So the Be'er Basada says something very beautiful, and he says, the Lashon of Haida is a Lashon that implies you're thanking Hashem for an outright miracle. And no one ever thanked Hashem for an outright miracle before. Why? Because never in history did really an open miracle take place to anybody. So you say, well, Avraham had a son at the age of 100? Okay, I mean, he was fertile for many years. It was sort of in the course of natural existence. Haidah is a lashon of thanking Hashem for a miracle. So what was the miracle that Leah was thanking Hashem for? Leah held herself so undeserving and so not worthy of this bracha of Hashem that she should be zocha to have more than her share. She considered herself so unworthy of that in her eyes this was an open miracle, and she thanked Hashem with the perception and the understanding that this was like Kriyas Yamsuf. In other words, Leah was the first person to recognize that she was so unworthy of Hashem's taiva that the fact that Hashem gave her this taiva, it's like a nes nigla. That's what he said. Very beautiful pshat. He says, Amnam.
Why would she determine herself to be so unworthy of Hashem?
Her humility and her recognition of her unworthiness and her anivus and her shiflus and her appreciation was so great that in her eyes this was like a nes nigla. Well, why was it a nes nigla? A lot of people have a lot of children.
She should have gave the Haidah as the first child also.
Ah. But he's saying the lashon of Haida.
The lashon of have children. Why did she have children finally? No.
She's unworthy to be the recipient of having more than she deserves.
More than her share.
He says, "Amnam yishleimer." The lashon Haida. The lashon of Haida nemar al neis. That refers to a miracle. Hayoytze miderach tivay shalaylam. Something that is beyond the pale of normalcy, beyond the pale of nature. Dumya de carbon taida, like a carbon taida, sheish lahavi anes, so we bring out anes. Vizesh shivcha shalimenu Leah. This is the praise of Leah. Sha'amra lashon had haida ala ben hadalet. She thanked Hashem for her fourth son. Keilu haya davar hayoytse mitiva shalaylam. As if this was something unnatural. What's unnatural? She had four kids. It's me? Why is Hashem selecting me? Who am I that I should be the recipient of having more than I deserve? Shatia ruya uchedalias ben ravi. V'haya hadavar hazela l'neis v'amra lashon hayda hanemar al neis.
So what happens when she has a fifth and a sixth?
So, you know, she had already gone beyond the pale. That was the time
she
that she
stops altogether giving her da.
So we'll see. We'll have to see about that. Rabbi said, look at the Medrash. The very an amazing Medrash. The Medrash says,
look at the lashon of the pasuk. It's very strange. What happened here? Vataro v'telid bein.
Yeah.
And then she calls Aken Kurashma Yehuda because she gave thanks to Hashem. And when she gives thanks to Hashem, now she stops having children. So it's almost her having stopped having children as a result of she gave.
Good. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. That's very, very interesting, Diak. We're going to talk about that. Look at the Medrash first. The Medrash says, Leah tafsa pelech haidaya. Leah grabbed the endeavor of thanks. Ba'amdu himena bali haidaya. And people who were grateful, people came out from Leah. In other words, Leah adopted the midah of gratitude, and from her emerged individuals who had great gratitude. Yehuda, like Yehuda. Where? Vayaker Yehuda. Yehuda recognized the objects. Vayomer tzadka mimeni. She's righteous. It was from me. David Amar. Hoydu Lashem Kitov. David thanked Hashem also. David said, Hoydu Lashem Kitov. Daniel Amar. Loch Elah Avahasi Mehoydei Meshabachana. To you, the God of my fathers, I praise and I thank. So Leah adopted this midah, and she had descendants who had this midah of gratitude. Yehuda. David said, Hoydu Lashem Kitov. Daniel said, Loch Elaka, Avahasi, Mahaydi Meshamachana. Peladika Medrash. The Medrash makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Because Leah thanked Hashem. I understand David. He said, Hoydu Hashem Kitayv. Daniel said, Meshabeach Ana. Yehuda, he didn't show gratitude to anyone. He said, it was me. It was me. He didn't thank Hashem. He admitted. What does admission got to do with gratitude? Right? It's a different lashon. It's a different word. There's hayda, which is gratitude, and then there's, like, if I, let's say you come to me, and you say, you know, Gladstein, you owe me $100. So what do I say? Nah, I only owe you 50. What's that called? Moedah b'miktzos. Well, I'm thanking you. Thank you. I'm not thanking you. I'm admitting to have. So the fact that Leah had gratitude, what does that got to do with Yehuda who admitted to the truth? So the Yifei Tayar tells us, the Hayda of Yehuda has nothing to do with the admission of Leah. The Ein Ze Ela Hayda Ha'emes. This is only an acknowledgement of the truth. Lo shvach v'kilos, not a praise. V'hayda d'leah hi hayda'is v'halel Hashem. The thanks of Leah was praise and thanks. Says the Yifei Tayar that in order for a person to have gratitude, the first thing they need to do is they need to acknowledge the fact that somebody did something for them. Yeah? You know, well, do we feel grateful to our parents? I don't know. The first thing you need to do is think about the fact, acknowledge the fact that, you know, until you're 3 years old, you're waking them up 5 times every night. And they're changing you and they lost hours of sleep and they're worrying about you, you know, for years and years taking care. The first thing, you can't have gratitude. Gratitude emerges from hayda, from admission. You have to sort of zero in. Yes, yes, you claim I owe you $100. I acknowledge I owe you 50. I'm moide b'miktzas. The first step to have hayda, to have gratitude, is admission. You need to be moide b'miktzas. You need, right? First you could be moide b'miktzas, and then you could express gratitude. All the other people, yeah, we find a lot of people giving thanks. We find a lot of people saying, for example, the Levim, we're constantly bringing karbanos. But that's just a general praise of Hashem. These individuals were able to zero in on specific chasadim that were done to them and say, yes, Hashem, David HaMelech says, you saved me from Avshalom. I acknowledge you were the one who did it. Haydu l'Hashem kitayv. Daniel said, Hashem, you were the one who taught me how to interpret Nebuchadnezzar's dream. That is the point of the Yifei Tayar. That hayda, there are two types of thanks. One type is just a general thanks. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about acknowledgement. Moide b'miktzas. Rav Hutner says, the word hayda has two meanings. One is, thank you. No, I'm grateful to you. And the other one is, I acknowledge that you did something for me. I'm moide that you did something for me. In the bracha of moidim, what do we mean to say? Do we mean to thank? Or do we mean to acknowledge? Even though if you look, you know, in the Siddurim it says thanksgiving.
Acknowledge.
It really, the word maida can mean two things, and it depends on the word that you use afterwards. Are you saying, I acknowledge she or al? If you say she, so you know what I'm doing? I acknowledge that. Moedim, I am, right? Moedim is I acknowledge. In other words, I'm moda to you. I admit to you. Al, not al, she. Moedim anachnu lach. Now we thank you. No, it doesn't mean we thank you. Moedim anachnu lach. We acknowledge. She'ata, that. I acknowledge the following. This is a list of the things that I acknowledge. And then after we acknowledge it, now we're ready for the next part. Noida licha. I thank you. How do I know it's thanks? Al! For this, and this, and this. So Hunter says that the word haida could mean two things. It could mean acknowledgement. It could mean thanks. How do we know what it means? It depends how it's defined. If it's defined sheh, like moedim anachnu lach sha'atahu, that's a hayda. That's an admission. I admit to you sha'atahu Hashem Elokeinu. Right? How do we say it? Moedim anachnu lach sha'atahu Hashem Elokeinu melevsinu tzorchayim. Right? These are the things that I acknowledge. And therefore, noidelecha, I thank you. Al chayenu for our lives. I'm sorry, dechav al nishmasin. But these are two meanings of maidim. And what the common denominator between Yehuda and Leah is not the fact they both thanked Hashem. It's the fact that they both had this midah of acknowledging the truth. Leah acknowledged the fact that this was from Hashem. Yehuda acknowledged the fact that he was the one to blame. The Taz says an added point. The Taz says that the word hayda could mean two things. This is the Taz and Simon Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Katan Dalet. The word hayda could mean two things. One is a great feeling of thanksgiving, and the second one is not just acknowledgement. Hachna. Hachna. In other words, if you say, why'd you do this? And I say, you're right. You're right, I did it. So what am I doing? I'm more than just admitting, I'm submitting. Submission. Submission. So the midah of gratitude is, you know why people don't want to feel gratitude to someone else? Because when you have gratitude to someone, you owe them something. You owe them a debt of gratitude, acknowledgement, and a certain element of submission. And therefore, Leah says to Ribbono Shel Olam, Leah didn't just thank Hashem, thank you Hashem. What did Leah say? Hashem, amachnapam oides Hashem, amachnia myself, because I recognize the chesed that you did to me, and this was the midah of Yehuda, where he was machnia himself. Yes, sadka mimeni, he was modeh that it was him. Okay. Take a look at the Targum Yonis and Menuziel on this pasuk.
So when we say modeh ani in the morning, it's modeh ani lefanecha, so it's not a sheh. So it's an acknowledgement. Sheh we said is acknowledgement, right?
Yeah.
So the sheh hechazarta is goes on the modem, so it's
Moida ani lefanecha melechai v'kayam. So according to what Rav Huttner is saying, it's like Maida b'miktsas. It's like I acknowledge.
Acknowledgement.
In other words, I have a recognition, Hashem, that yeah, this is something that you did for me. The point of that recognition.
People would say that it's a praise, you know, for a kind of sparkle.
It is a praise because you know what? Why are you thanking someone? You're saying, oh, you're the greatest guy in the world. Is that what the person appreciates? Where the person appreciates that you recognize what you did for him.
You recognize what you did.
I think the purpose of thanking is to show the person that you recognize what was done for you. The Targum Yonis, let's take a look at it. He says, V'isabaras tov, she conceived again. V'ilidas bar, she had a son. V'amaras, and she said, Hada zimna, this time, oidei kaidem Hashem, I will thank Hashem. Dimin bari dein, because from this son, asid lemepak malchin. Kings are going to emerge. Umine yipag David. And David's going to come out. Malka, the king, the asid la'oiduye kadam Hashem, who is going to thank Hashem.
Did she know this?
Yeah, that she sees Baruch HaKadosh, yeah.
Well, you know,
begin Cain, because of this, Karash Shemei Yehuda, she called his name Yehuda, the kamas mila melad, and she stopped giving birth. So think about it for one moment. Leah has many, many great descendants. We are all descendants of Leah.
Jews.
And many tzaddikim, many neviim, many malachim. She could have seen Shlomo. She could have seen all the Malchei Yisrael. She could have seen Rashi. She chooses to look at David. And what aspect of David's life? The fact that David had gratitude to Hashem. So here you have a neviya who in her grand scope of history, what is most important to her? The fact that she's going to have a descendant who shows gratitude to Hashem. In other words, more important than any achievement of any of her descendants in her eyes was the fact that she is going to have a descendant who displays gratitude to Hashem. She zeroes in on that as if this is her most, the achievement she's most proud of, and she says, that's what I want to focus on, that's what I'm going to call my son Yehuda.
You know, you could look at it from a different perspective entirely, and maybe you might be able to say that if she had Ruach HaKodesh and she knew that she was going to have the descendants with Malchus and all of that, that's the reason why she was Modeh to Hashem now and gave Hodah. Because until now, maybe she wasn't so thrilled or so happy. And it's only because she had these descendants that now she's saying, oh, Odeh es Hashem, right? And maybe because of that is Tamod Miledes. Because she should have been, she should have given Odeh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when she had one or two, and she had her portion. But to have to wait until she got descendants who were going to be the Malchus, isn't that a negative?
Okay, so we'll have to see. We'll have to see. But it is a very interesting idea from the Tagum Yonasan Ben Uziel. In other words, in the scope of history, Leia has the opportunity to view through her panoramic prophetic vision and see all of her descendants. And what sticks out most in her mind is the fact she's going to have a descendant that shows great gratitude to Hashem. And this is what Ravigdor Miller used to say, Toiv. What is good in this world? Not what is good with a lowercase g. What is good with a capital G? In other words, what is truly good in this world? That is what is inherently good. That is the highest ideal. Rabbi said, look at another thing. This is gonna turn it completely upside down. Hapa Moides Hashem, Tosfos says, Rasa she Yehuda haida amasa tamar. She saw that Yehuda admitted to the truth. Kein amra hapam oides Hashem. So here another very interesting insight, and that is she's looking in all of her descendants, and what is most admirable and what stands out most in her mind is the fact that she's going to have a descendant that admits to the truth. That's something she's most proud of. That takes tremendous courage and gevura. And because of that, she names her beloved son after that incident.
But David said correctly, she must have seen that Moshe was going to come out of Levi. He was going to be the greatest Navi, the greatest leader that we ever had.
When we have a shir on Levi's name, we'll talk about Levi's name, you know? Now we're talking about Yehuda's name. Okay, Rabbi said one more thing. This is an amazing Ibn Ezra, really fantastic Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra wants to know what is going on over here. Vatamoy Miledes, she stopped having children. And now Vatamoy Miledes, you could say, she decided, you know, the bills were getting big, and she told her husband, that's it, you know? I ain't doing this anymore. But that's not what it means. Does Vatama Miledes just mean it happens to be, she just happened to stop having children? Says the Ibn Ezra, listen to this. Hapam oides Hashem. Kitam hapam azois. What's the reason this time? Achar sheyesh li arbas banim. Now that I have four sons. Oida Hashem, now I'll thank Hashem. Kiloy achmay lihois li'oid. I don't desire to have more. Kamaimer, as if she's saying, Oida Hashem, I thank Hashem. Shenasan li koze, that He gave me all of this whole big family. Viyaspikli, and I'm satisfied. Al kein omda miladas. Therefore, she stopped having children. In other words, what's the Ibn Ezra saying? You know why Leah was being punished? That she was no longer fertile and she was no longer able to have children because she thanked Hashem. You hear that? That's what Ibn Ezra says. But Tamu Miladis is not coincidental. It's perfect, purposeful. Because she thanked Hashem, Hashem punished her that she couldn't have children anymore. I mean, does that make a lick of sense? Does that make any sense? She's being punished for thanking Hashem? We just said the purpose of one of the chief ideals in this world is Toiv. And here, Leah is being punished for thanking Hashem. Look carefully at the words, right? When you have a reshine, every word is so important. Why is she thanking Hashem now? Sometimes, you know, when you feel that you've accomplished a certain mission and you've done what needs to be done and you've set out on a goal and you've achieved it, so you sort of sit back, you take stock and you say, thank you, Hashem, for giving me a family. In other words, it's sort of, you're concluding. You're saying, you know, I've done what I needed to do. Look at the words of the Ibn Ezra. I don't desire anymore. And therefore, I'm thanking Hashem for what He gave me. And the yaspically, it's enough.
How is she the one to make that decision?
Hashem says, oh, it's enough? You're happy? You're sameach? You got it. You say it's enough? I say it's enough also. But I still don't understand. Isn't a person supposed to be sameach b'chalka? I mean, in life, if Hashem gives you something, you're supposed to be content. You're supposed to be satisfied. You're supposed to be sameach b'chalka. And here, Leah's saying, Hashem, I'm happy. I'm happy. Hashem, oh, enough? You're happy? I won't give you any more.
She's on a different madrigal.
That's if it's saying, let's say, you know, you look at your bank account, you say, oh, $10 million, enough. Hashem says, oh, enough? You're sameach b'chalka? I'm not giving you any more. What's the answer? Answer is very simple. Because we're not talking about money over here. We're talking about ruchnius. We're talking about the spirituality. And when it comes to ruchnius, a person can never say, lo achmod od, I don't want more. A person can never say, lo achmod od. That's poison. That's venom. Leia sort of sits back and says, okay, I already built a third of Klal Yisrael. I'm already satisfied. I'll let someone else have an opportunity. I already learned Shas 10 times. It's enough. I'm happy. I'm satisfied. I already get up 3 hours before davening. I think that's enough. You don't want more? You don't want to learn more? You don't want to have more children? You don't want to have a bigger chelik in Klal Yisrael? You don't want to accomplish more in Ruchnias? Hashem says, you're saying, Lay Achmoid Liyoid. You're saying enough? Hashem says, I say enough also. She's punished.
Maybe you could say if she knew Baruch HaKodesh that there were going to be 12 children.
Yeah.
You could say it's almost like Anivas. I don't want more of my portion because it's going to adversely impact the other one.
Elamai, you'll say.
And because of that, you know, I know what HaKodesh wants, but I don't want the other wives to feel bad.
So you'll say. You'll say. What do you mean? Maybe Leah was saying, I don't want more, I want someone else to have a chance. Person shouldn't say that. When it comes to Ruchnius, Chayecha Koidem. You come first.
What he says is right. You can read it another way.
Yeah.
HaKoros HaTov. She had four children, she had HaKoros HaTov. And the word Lo Achmod Liot, it has a different connotation. Lo Sachmod.
Right. But why Alkain, but the Ibn Ezra is saying, right. Look carefully, Alkain Omda Miledes. That's why she stopped having children.
Right.
Well, that's why? Because she had gratitude? She stopped having children? That sounds like unfair punishment to me. It sounds like there's a critique of Leah. You should not just sit back there and, you know, take stock and say, okay, I'm happy with what I've already accomplished. This is a very important attitude. That when it comes to ruchnias, a person can never say, I had enough. No matter how much a person accomplishes, a person has to have a burning desire for more. As much as a person learns, a person should always want to learn more. A person should always want to daven better. A person should always want to do more chesed, to give more. I'm not finished yet. A person should.
Hold on. Ode is acknowledgement?
No, she was thanking. And this is pointed out in the Sefer Birchas Mordechai. He's Rashi and Ezra, Bach Mordechai Ezrachi. He points out that we just learned so many chazal that we're praising Leah for her gratitude. And we're not taking that away from her. She's being rewarded for her gratitude. But chazal, with their probing analysis, they look into the depths of the heart of Leah and they see, yes, she's grateful, but in a certain sense, she's also a little bit self-satisfied at the same time. Both feelings are true. It's possible to be grateful, but at the same time, okay, Hashem, you know, it's like, thank you, I had my whatever kid. Thank you, in other words, enough. No, not enough. A person should always desire more. It doesn't mean a person will always be able to do more. We're not talking about necessarily doing more. wanting to do more. That's the important. Look what Leah said. With the critique on Leah according to Ibn Ezra, she said, "Lo achmod lios, I don't want more." By the way, you're right. Lo sachmod. But the Zayar says there's a tipcha on lo sachmod to teach. Lo kama sachmod. When it comes to ruchnias, you should desire. There's no such thing as Isra lo sachmod when it comes to spirituality. Says the Rabbarach Mordechai Ezrachi, a very beautiful diuk. Because it says later on in Pasuk Tes, Vatera Leah Kiamda Miladas, Leah saw that she stopped having children. Vatikach Ezopa Shivchasa, she takes her Shivcha Zopa, Vatite Noisel Yaakov Isha, and she gives Zopa to Yaakov as a wife. I don't understand. Why is the Pasuk saying again, Leah saw she stopped having children? I mean, the Torah already said, Vatamod Miladas. Why is the Torah repeating, she saw that she stopped having children? The answer is, says Rabbarach Mordechai Ezrachi, the Torah is saying exactly like the Ibn Ezra. The first time it says it, when Leah thanked Hashem, in other words, thank you Hashem, okay, I'm happy now. The Torah says she got punished. Why was she punished? She said, I don't want more. But Leah Imenu immediately learned the lesson. You know what the lesson was? That she could never stop desiring her role in building Klal Yisrael. So she saw, she stopped having children, she was punished. So what does she do? She says, if I can't have children, at least let me take Zilpa, give Zilpa to Yaakov. Maybe through this, I'll be able to produce another two children for Klal Yisrael, another two Shvatim. What happened after she did that? Hashem said, oh, you learned the lesson. You understand how important it is not to stop desiring to accomplish more in Ruchnius. Leah was able to become fertile again. She had another two children. Because the whole purpose of the Einash was only to teach her how she shouldn't say Lo Achmod Lios Liyad. Once she got the lesson, she became fertile again. Yes.
But isn't there later on a commentary that when Dina was born, she said, this is going to be a boy. I don't want to take another child from Rachel? From so she's doing the same thing again.
So there, I mean, maybe over here she didn't want to take away from her. It's not, the Ibn Ezra is not saying that she said it was enough because she didn't want to take away from someone else. And there it was a little bit different. There she was saying like this. She said that if I'm going to have a boy, then Rachel is not even going to be like one of the maidservants. Right? Because she's only going to have one and they're each going to have two. So there it was a matter of really hurting the feelings of Rachel. But here, she doesn't want more? Okay, good question. The Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi is a Rosh Shiva in Eretz Yisrael. I just want to point out one more thing in this vein from the Parsha. Naftali, the name Naftali. By the way, the name Yehuda and Naftali are some of my favorite names.
Yeah, the boy's name.
I have Yehuda and Naftali. I also like the name Leah. why was he called Naftali? So Rashi says, Vani Oimer, that it's a lashon of Harbe Pitsirois Niftarti Viniftalti Ad Shehashem Hiskimli. What does Naftali mean? So Rashi says Naftali means many beseechings, I beseeched Hashem, and many twistings, and turnings, and finaglings, and pressurings, I pressured Hashem until He gave me another child. So that's what Rachel said, right? Rachel was giving Bilhah to Yaakov. So think about it.
From Bilhah,
yeah. So think about what Rachel says. Rachel doesn't say, I davened to Hashem. Rachel doesn't even say, I beseeched Hashem. She says, Harbe Pitsirois, Niftzarti, Viniftalti, Ad Shehiskimli. I beseeched and pressured and finagled and twisted and turned. Hashem, give me a child. Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Right? Look at the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. It says, Harbe Dechikois Dechakti. I pushed him. Sounds a little chutzpahdik to me, no? What do you mean, what she was finagling? And it almost sounds like it's Hashem said, okay, I'm asking. Okay, here's a kid already. I mean, what is that? That's how your person's supposed to be? Right? It sounds like she's like finagling. You know, when you call the office, you know. What? You know, you don't think you could get it? What do you mean you don't have it in? I ordered it. No, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to get it in until 2 weeks from Tuesday. You're not going to be able to get it 2 weeks from Tuesday? I need it today. Sir, didn't you hear what he said? Well, maybe you could try, you know, after all, they're gonna kick you, they're not going to want to deal with you. But it sounds like Rachel said, well, maybe God, you know, maybe you could do this. Like, she kept on twisting and turning and twisting his arm, and the time goes, instead of pressuring him and pushing him, that's how you're supposed to be. So Rabbi Rucham points out that if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on the Samachay, it says, chutzpah klapei shmaya mahani. Yeah, you got to be chutzpahdik. When it comes to ruchnius, when it comes to spirituality, you can't take no for an answer. You have to be like a man on a mission. When it comes to a person's ruchnius, a person has to basically do whatever it takes. And if you got to pressure and push, now it doesn't mean to be chutzpahdik to other people. The point is to be persistent. Like he says, the Rabbi Rucham says, you have to be in action. Ayin kuf shin nun. He says, Chafetz Chaim, if you didn't have this midah of being stubborn and persistent and pushing and saying, that's it, I will write the Mishnah Berurah and I don't care what anyone's going to do, I don't care what anyone's going to say, that's going to happen, never would have gotten done. He says that when the Chafetz Chaim was about to publish the Mishnah Berurah, a certain tragedy struck, that if it would have been a regular person, it would have completely destroyed them physically, monetarily, and emotionally. Doesn't say what it was. And he says, the Chafetz Chaim made an announcement. He says, Yitzhahara, I want you to know. So I'm afraid to say this. He said, Yitzhahara, I want you to know, you could do worse to me. I don't care. I am going to publish the Mishnah Berurah. And Rabbi Yochum said, this is a very important midah that's necessary for a person to be successful in Ruchnius, where a person has to set his mind, they're going to accomplish certain things, they're going to get certain things done, and I don't care what's going to happen. And this is what Rachel said. You know why I got Naftali? Because I told God, God, give me, I want a bigger share in Christ. I want a bigger share. And what did Hashem say? No. Said, no, Hashem, please, give it. I really want it. Hashem said, no. So she twisted his arm, and she pressured, and she finagled. Look at the Lashonis of Rashi. I never saw these Lashonis. Nitzarti, Nispalti, I never heard of these. Like, twisting, finagling, twirling. That's how you have to be when it comes to Ruchnias. And that's the Taina on Leah. The Taina on Leah was, I'm already satisfied. We would say sad, you know, she has a lot to be satisfied with, right? Levi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKoyen, David HaMelech, Shlomelech. You know, if it was me or you, we would say, yeah, that's a lot to be satisfied with. No, it's not enough. Moshe, Aaron, Levi, Yehuda, David, Shlomo, it's still not enough. There's no such thing as having enough when it comes to Ruchnius. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.